Many years ago, people had found treasures. You know what a treasure is? Like gold and silver and precious things. And they would hide it because they didn't want anybody else to find it. Have you ever hidden anything and forget where you put it? They didn't want to forget where the treasure was. So what they did was they would draw a map. Okay? And they would mark it. And they would take an X and they'd put on the spot where the treasure is. And that's where the phrase comes from, if you've ever heard it. X marks the spot. And there's the red X. That's where the treasure is. So if you can find that red X somewhere in the world, you found a treasure. There is a program on the History Channel. You've probably never heard of it. The Curse of Oak Island, way up in the eastern part of the United States in Nova Scotia. Anyway, people buried a big treasure there 300 years ago, and they're still trying to find it. It's a real one, and they're still trying to find it. But you know what? Even if they find millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of precious stones and silver and gold and anything else, there's still something even more precious than that. You know what it is? The kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is where you'll live forever. And there's no amount of money that could ever buy it. And you won't need money there. Jesus said about a parable, he was trying to describe, what is the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven? And we have a hard time trying to understand that. He says, you know, it's like a man who went out in a field and he found a treasure. X marks the spot, okay? He dug it up and he found this treasure chest full of gold coins. He says, wow, I want that. And so he buried it again so nobody else would find it. He went and he sold everything he had, so he can buy that field and have it. Jesus says, that's what the kingdom of God is like. To give everything we have to gain the kingdom of heaven. In other words, we're going to worship Jesus Christ. But how do we know where it is? We've got the Bible. The Bible is our map, okay? Now, is there an X in the Bible to tell us where it is? Have you ever found an X in the Bible to tell you where the treasure is? No, you're not going to either. However, I'll tell you where the X is. Isn't that an X? Their X marks the spot. Where do we find the treasure of the kingdom of heaven and gaining the kingdom of heaven? Jesus died for you, and he becomes the X, the entrance into the kingdom. So when we trust him in faith, X marks the spot. That's for you. Okay? And there is no greater treasure than the kingdom of heaven. So it's a cross and it's an X that marks the spot. All right? Remember that. Okay, thank you. You're welcome.